It was a couple of weeks ago, maybe not quite, where I was talking to the creator of an app, and I was talking to him about what this app does, and he happened to mention just in passing that the technical crew, the people that actually kept things going for the app, happened to be in Ukraine. And I said, oh my gosh, I would love to talk to someone in Ukraine. Well, since then, Julia Shaporznikova has escaped from Ukraine, understandably. Julia, you are now in Spain, I understand?
Julia? Hello, Steve.
Hi. You are now in Spain?
Yes. I'm in Spain, in Valencia, close to Valencia right now, in safe place. Trying to calm down, but it's actually impossible in this.
I
took my family as well. So,
who did you take with you? By your family, you mean?
So actually, I could leave a little bit before, just two days. The war started in February. It's 2 days before we had to launch the great app which you talked about. It's Zoomies, and so I supposed to leave. I could leave before, and I took my family after 1 week after the war started.
So your family consists of some children. Yes.
So it's my mother, it's my grandmother, it's my grandfather, and my aunt with a daughter. She's 4 years old, and unfortunately, she saw everything. Let's say not in good condition right now. I mean, psychologically.
I can understand that. So you may not be a psychiatrist, but are people who have left there or the people remaining there, do you suspect they're suffering from what would be called post-traumatic stress disorder syndrome?
Definitely. Because so first time when I saw my mom and my aunt and my little sister, what I saw in their eyes, it's just they were so scared. I never ever saw such eyes, you know. It's just so they were living under the ground on this basement where you can hide from bombing. So they had to sleep there and to stay basically for 1 week without even normal comfort things, to go to toilet, to use water or something. And it's not so this bombing shelters, they're not comfortable. It's just underground without even, I don't know, normal walls.
Yeah,
we can't speak about comfortable
No privacy.
So
I
they
think
have left,
is what you're saying.
Definitely, yeah.
Yeah, and
yeah, that just 10 people in one small room, 2 square meters, and they have to stay together, sleep like somebody is standing, somebody is lying. It's awful. And all this time, this Russia just bombing. As they said, they were bombing military stuff, but it's not.
But clearly it's not. We've seen that. You mentioned the family members that have come with you. You did not mention any men. So you mentioned your aunt, but not an uncle. And I don't know if you're married or have a husband. I mean, are the men in your family still in Ukraine?
Yes, my stepfather, my uncle, everyone who is before 60 years old, they're staying in Ukraine. Somebody is in army, somebody is trying to help with some voluntary things too. For example, I'm from my family and me, we are from Mykolaiv. It's the city on the south of Ukraine, which is keeping a lot of Russian power now and saving basically whole south of Ukraine. So, sorry, I forgot what I wanted to tell. Everyone has to fight, and it's not allowed to leave country for men 18 till 60.
So what is it like there in that city right now? When you talk to your relatives, and I assume you're able to communicate with them, maybe not, I don't know.
Yes, For example, in Mariupol, we don't have any connection. In Mykolaiv, we have. It's okay. We can talk every day, every second. But when they're underground, we can't talk because, well, when it's bombing, you just can't hear each other.
In Mariupol, so, did you know anyone in Mariupol?
Mariupol, yes, I have. So my best friend, my best girlfriend, boyfriend, he's living in Mariupol, so he could left to the west of Ukraine. It's kind of, let's say, safe, the safest place in Ukraine right now. And his family is staying there. They didn't want to leave houses because, you know, if it would be war by rules, it could be understandable. But what Russians are doing, it's just...
So I want to ask you...
I even can't talk about this because it's...
Yeah, it's horrible to talk about. And when we come back, can you hold on a couple of minutes while we play some commercials? And then sure. We can come back and talk to you. Thank you so very much, Julia. This has got to be a difficult thing for Julia to do in so many ways. I mean, she's talking about a very difficult topic. She's talking in English, which in of itself is difficult, I imagine. After all, this is her second language or third language. I don't know how many... People in Europe tend to speak more languages than we speak, but I definitely want to ask her about some of the atrocities we've heard about. I mean, there have been reports of that, right, in the media? So I want to ask her about that as well when we come back right here on WGN, and also your text, your phone calls. If you have anything you want me to ask, I am more than happy to do so. It is 2:20 on WGN. Our calorie pear trees taking over the Chicago area and other invasive plants and trees? And if so, who cares? Why? Well, we should care. And we'll explain why this really does matter after 2:30. Having a conversation right now, and a very difficult one in so many different ways, with Julia Shaporznikova, who is in Spain, but recently, very recently, left Ukraine. Some of her family, some of her friends are still in Ukraine. And you alluded to this briefly, but I want to ask you directly, Julia. We've heard reports that the Russians are raping some individuals, that the Russians are torturing some individuals in Ukraine. I'm talking about Ukrainians, Ukrainian women specifically, and also bringing men and women over the border into Russia to live in internment camps or places like the Nazis had Jews live in during the Holocaust. Can you confirm any of these?
Yes, unfortunately, I can confirm it. And regarding the raping, the worst thing that they are doing it to the kids. It's not just about women. It's about small kids. So regarding the this, it's just... Day I'm reading and I'm hearing all these things, and it's I honestly couldn't believe it. I was thinking that it can be not true, but I have one friend and she's working like a volunteer now in Kyiv, and she got few kids from Bucha. You heard about Bucha? I'm pretty sure it's the worst place in Ukraine was for some time, and there was two kids, 6 years old and 11 years old, who was raped by this, I even don't know how to call this, it's not people. And it's true. And also, when people want to leave Mariupol, they have to go through, let's say, border of Russians, who is undressing them. They are fully they have to be fully naked. And they are looking for tattoo of Nazi, of Bandera. And if they see some tattoo, whatever, they can look at tattoo with heart and they can just kill people, just shoot in the head in front of all family of this person.
Why are they looking for tattoos? I don't quite understand.
Because they think that we have some tattoo. Confirmed that we are Nazi.
Can you say that? So the allegations are, right, our connection is the best we can possibly do, considering you're on the other side of the world. So I apologize to all of our listeners. The allegations were by the Russians that I don't. It's so crazy. I barely understand it. That in Ukraine now it's being run by Nazis in some way. So what kind of tattoos are they looking for? And can you explain perhaps what I am not understanding?
If honestly, nobody knows. Nobody in Ukraine knows because we are not Nazi. We don't understand what they want from us. They are safe. Somebody's supposed to save us from them. So they're looking, I don't know, some like fascism. I don't know, swastika. I don't know how to call it. And like from Germans in fascism. When was fascism? It's like some Christ.
How are you able to get out of the country?
So woman can leave. You don't need anything. You don't need even documents. You don't. Europe taking us without even any document. You can just run, and people here helping a lot. Poland is giving us great support. They're just taking people and trying to put them to normal life again. But the people who is living cities like Mariupol, Bucha, Irpin, they just lost. They're done. They don't want to leave. They need help to work with psychologists. And they don't want to leave because they're like, they're done. That's what I can say.
Well, I have a question here from a texter, very specifically asking, and I asked this a little bit, but let's go into a little more detail.
Okay.
In Mariupol right now, the report is in our news in America that finally people are leaving. Have you heard that? But you also suggest that it's not safe that they leave, and then where do they go?
For these people, even Ukraine organizing the best support, they're going to, I can't speak about this loudly because I'm honestly afraid when we're saying that people are moving, it's bombing, shooting, something happening. So this, I know that 100 people left Mariupol today and they're going to safe place. And I'm pretty sure that we will know many stories about what was going on there. Because I know one guy who is like the head of military group in Mariupol right now. He's staying in Azov, Azovstal. It's a huge factory in Mariupol, which is bombed every second right now. So he was begging to USA, to France, to Great Britain to help us to save these people. And basically it's worked. So 100 people now gonna be saved. But it's, I think, 5%.
It's a small percent of the people there is what you're saying.
Approximately 600 soldiers who is injured, they're laying down on the floor in this factory and they need help. And nobody can do anything because when we tried to organize these green corridors, Russia just bombed it a few times.
You said when we tried to, are you, now that you're in a safe place, now that you're in Spain, are you in some way involved with helping to get people to safer places in Ukraine?
Basically, I'm saying like from the name of my country. So it's like we are trying. But I'm trying to do something on IT way. So we first of all, we tried to talk to people in Russia to spread the information because they are cut it from it. They didn't know anything because Putin said, oh, let's delete all social networks. Oh, this is propaganda. You can't read it. You can't speak about this. So we tried to get to these people to talk to them, but then we realized that it's useless.
So if I'm understanding you right, you're trying to reach people in Russia so they can hear the truth?
Yes. Yes. We reached maybe, I don't know, 5 million of people by messages, by emails, by everything, but it didn't work. First, some people afraid to talk. They just don't want to talk. Some people say, no, Putin is right. It's great. You are Russia. You have to be with us. That's what they said. Just people.
Okay. Remember, you're on the radio here, so be careful of the language you say. And there is a language problem, so that will be my explanation here, I hope. Listen, I wish you and your family, because we're out of time, we do have to go to a newscast, but I wish you and your family the best of luck. I hope you continue working for this app called Zoomies, because work, I think, is helpful in so many different ways, including the fact that you need money, you know, and I presume that it's a very difficult situation to actually work or do anything now, at least in many parts of Ukraine. Is there anywhere in Ukraine that's safe? I mean, we see American Nancy Pelosi just went to Ukraine and came back, and she was safe. So are there places that are safe?
A little bit south, west of Ukraine is kind of safe. It's bombing, but it's not so bad as other parts.
I guess it's all relative. Do you plan to go back to Ukraine is another question I have here.
I have small baby and I'm very, very afraid. I need to be sure that it's going to be safe there, but not in next half year.
I think anyone can understand that. Please extend from Chicago, and I know our listeners all feel this, all because we have listeners all over the country, that we wish you well. And there,
thank
you should know, I'm looking across the Chicago River in Chicago, and right there we see a flag of the United States, a flag of our city, Chicago. And now there's a Ukrainian flag there, too.
That's very nice. Thank you very much for your support.